We're gonna look at 2 Timothy chapter 2. You can be seated. We'll look at 2 Timothy chapter 2, and we're going to look at verses 1 through 7. We're going to talk about spiritual veterans in the Lord and what we need to do. So that is 2 Timothy chapter 2. We'll look at verses 1 through 7 and see what God has to say to your heart and my heart. Let's pray. Our Father and our God, I thank you, Lord, that we can take this time out, Lord, to just celebrate Veterans Day, to let those know, those men and women that have served in our military branches, God, that we thank them, Lord, that we love them, God, that we appreciate them, because, Father, if it wasn't for them, this country and many countries around us wouldn't enjoy the freedoms that they enjoy today. Lord, thank you for them. As Brother John said in his prayer, many of them come home maimed and mangled up and beat up, missing limbs or legs, and God, some of them even come home in a body bag. Lord, I thank you for their service. God, an unselfless service, the Lord. That, Father, they put it all on the line, Father, to protect the freedoms we enjoy today. Lord, we thank you for Veterans Day. We thank you for a time that we can honor them, the Lord, and thank you for what they've done. God, as we turn our attention to you as well, God, you gave the ultimate sacrifice as well for us today, that we can have life and that we can have eternal life when you gave your son Jesus for us, the Lord. Father God, as we open up your word and we talk about spiritual veterans, and as we talk about the two flags that are behind me, and Father, how they both have similarities, the Lord, in this country and in our service to you as a veteran, God, may you open up our hearts and our eyes. As Brother Asa said yesterday, God, the message is preached a lot, but do we hear it? God, I pray that you open up our ears and our heart today to receive the message, that we hear your word, God, that we apply it to our life, that we will be changed individuals, that we won't be the same as what we walked in here as. God, so many things that go on in our lives and things that are around us that we're involved in. God, I ask you to remove us from those thoughts today. Clear our thoughts and our minds and our heart. May we be focused on you. Lord, I pray that you defeat the devil, bind Satan and his demons, workers, and cast them out, the Lord. Cast out any opposition, Father, is not welcomed here. May we experience the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit of God and have freedom to worship you today in spirit and in truth. Thank you for what you're going to do. May your word go forward. May it accomplish that which is pleasing to you. May it cut where it needs to cut. May it pierce where it needs to pierce. Father, may it change who we are. We pray and ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. 2 Timothy 2, 1 through 7. Read it with me. It says, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet he is not crowned, except he strive lawfully. The husbandman, the laborer, must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things." When I thought about this, and I thought about spiritual understanding, I thought about spiritual veterans today. I thought about us and what we're honoring the men and women that are veterans that have given their life and dedication to this country so we can enjoy the freedoms that we enjoy today. But what comes along with being a spiritual veteran? What comes along with being a veteran that you and I are? What takes place in order for that to happen? I want to share with you several things in scripture today that I believe that will help us understand what it takes to be mature in a job or mature as a vet or whatever the situation is that we can. How can we become those veterans that God deems necessary for you and me to come? Well, I thought, look back at 2 Timothy again, chapter 2 and verse 3 and 4. Look back there with me again. It says, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." It said, "No man who warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that it may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier." As I said, today we're here to honor vets. We're here to honor those that have given their life for this country. Not only that, as Jamer said, but we're here to honor Jesus and honor God that gave the ultimate sacrifice for you and me to enjoy the freedom of religion that we have today as well, to enjoy eternal life in him. And we see that behind me we have two flags. And I want you to pay attention to them today. We have the American flag and the Christian flag. And I want to point out some similarities in that. The American flag and the Christian flag. One represents our country. The other represents our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But my friend, there are similarities in both of them as a veteran for you and me to understand. To serve either one of these flags and the kingdoms that they represent, whether it's the United States or whether it's the family of God and the kingdom of God, to be faithfully and effective, one must have certain requirements. Before one can become a veteran, they must become a good soldier. Are y'all with me? Amen or oh me? Are y'all here this morning? Are y'all awake? Are y'all alive and well? Just like Brother Asa said yesterday, we preach the message and we're lucky if somebody hears it. Y'all hearing me today? Amen. All right, you with me, right? We got two flags up here. All right, and the similarity of them, we can learn from them. So if you're taking notes, number one, spiritual veterans have to be a volunteer. Have to be a volunteer. A veteran has to be a volunteer if you're going to have that qualities that God is looking for us. It says, first of all, to serve either flag, we must do it voluntarily. America no longer forces you to join the military. They no longer stand there and get you when you're coming out of school and say you got to put on this uniform and you're going to go serve your country in the Army or the Navy or the Marines or the Air Force or whatever. It's not that way anymore. Today, it is a volunteer effort. Now they send out a recruiting officer, and that recruiting officer comes to you and asks you, hey, tries to pump you up, tell you he's going to pay you $100,000 in the first year you join, and I mean, tell you all kind of good stuff, right? Tell you all kind of things. Pump you up, man, get you ready to go, man. By the time that recruiting officer leaves you, you yourself alone can bulldoze straight through that wall when he guns with you. You know, and build you up. And that's what that recruiting officer is there to do, is to build you up. But no longer does America force men and women to serve in the military serving the country. They are asked to volunteer to serve. They send out those recruiting officers to engage with people, to encourage people to enlist into the military. God does not force anybody to serve him either, folks. God doesn't force anybody to serve him either. Neither does America anymore, but God doesn't force anybody to serve him either. It ought to be a freedom, and because we enjoy the freedom that God give us, that we enjoy the grace and mercy that God extended to us, that we enjoy the fellowship of brothers and sisters in Christ, we enjoy the freedom that we have to come to church, worship God, sing praises unto him, be able to come together as brothers and sisters in Christ, have a fellowship like we did the other day, yesterday, and come together in the body of believers with the same goal in mind, and that's to glory and honor the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's to serve him, faithfully be committed to him, my friends, and that requires a volunteer. God doesn't force us to serve him in his kingdom, but he does plead for us to become a volunteer in the Lord's army. He does plead with us just like the recruiter pleads with young men and women to join the military services. God pleads with you and me through what? Through the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit of God. If we get tuned in to him, you will feel the conviction of his Spirit. You will feel him standing at your heart's door and knocking. He says he stands there in Revelation 3:20. He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and open up the door, I will come into him, sup with him, and abide with him, and him with me. He's standing at our heart's door today, beckoning in, knocking at our door, convicting us of things in our life. Are we hearing what the Lord says? Are we hearing his message today? Are we opening up our heart and letting God come in and speak to our hearts and speak to our lives and reveal to us through the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit of God what it is that he's trying to tell us to do? Are we listening to him today? Are we opening up our heart? Are we serving the Lord? He's pleading with us. He stands and he sends out recruiting officers just as the military does. And that's where you and I come in. We need to enlist in the Lord's army, and we need to enlist as a recruiting officer, going out to tell people the greatest news you can ever tell them, and that's the gospel news that Jesus saves. And he wants to enlist you and me to get the job done. There's no other person to do the job. He left that to you and me. He left that to us to be a witness for him. He says it several times in Scripture to go out and share the gospel, spread the gospel, feed my sheep. He tells us to do that. When are we going to take God's word serious and apply it to our life and be the witnesses that he desires us to be? He wants to enlist you in the Lord's army today. That's number one. How you can become a spiritual veteran is volunteer for the service of the Lord. Volunteer to carry out the greatest message ever told. And as Jesus saves, he wants to use you and me today. He is pleading with us for us to be used for his honor and glory, to volunteer in that. He sends us out to serve him. Jeremiah 44:4 says this, howbeit I what? Jeremiah, are y'all with me? Amen. Marky does a good job throwing it up there. If you can't find it in the scripture that fast, look up here. Y'all with me? He says, howbeit I what? Sent. I sent unto you. I sent out. I sent unto you my servants, the prophets, rising early and sending them. My friends, I'm telling you right now, if you're a veteran, ever been in the military, your clock starts about 0300. 3 in the morning, right? 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning, it don't matter. And if your commanding officer or chief of boat, Tom, whatever comes to you, and he got sideways a little bit, he might flip the light. You might go to bed at 12:05, and he might flip the light on at 1:05 and say, get up and let's get going. Amen. You got to be ready. You got to be prepared. You got to be ready to serve and be ready to be sent out and rise early and sending them a volunteer for the Lord. Sometimes has to get up early, has to rise up early and go do God's business and do God's work. Sometimes it even you might have a scheduled day off, but you might not get that day off. You got to rise up early and go minister to your flock and minister to your people. My friends, listen to me. You're called when you're a military and you're a vet. You're called, my friends, listen, to serve the country 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. You're on duty, but you're in the same thing, my friend, when you're called in God's army. It's 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. We're called to serve the Lord and to do his business, not just on Sunday morning, not just on Sunday night, not just on Wednesday. It's a call that you and I have accepted. It's a call that God has placed in our life, and we're to do that call 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, active duty for Jesus. My friends, it's what he wants us to do. It's what he's called us to do, active duty for him. Oh, we need to be engaged with what the Lord wants us to do. We need to be volunteers in the Lord's army. Not only that, but he tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:20. He says this. He says, now then we are what? Amen. Y'all with me now. Now then we are what? Ambassadors for who? For Christ. We're servants of the Lord. We're ambassadors for him. We're soldiers for the cross. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray ye in Christ's stead. Be ye reconciled to who? To God. Why? Because we're ambassadors of him. We're to carry out what God has commanded us to do. We're to speak for him. We're to be his voice. We're to be here in our hometown land, in our neighborhood we live in, the schools we travel to, the grocery stores we go in. We're to be an ambassador for Christ, not only in our county, our community, our city, but our state and our country and the worldwide. We're to be the ambassadors, the mouthpiece for Jesus. He left that job for you and me to do, a volunteer, as a vet for Jesus, as the military veteran. You're to be there as an ambassador, a soldier for whatever branch you've listed into. And it's the same thing applies, my friend, for you and me. When we're a Christian, we're called to serve. And it said, I beseech you by us, we pray that you be stead, be ye reconciled to God. 2 Peter 3:9 says this, says the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but as long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. It says the Lord is not slack. Understand something, my friend. He is not slack as some men count slackness. You know, as a military veteran that is in this service today, there is no slacking on the job in your military duty. My friend, if you're engaged in war and you're out there fighting a battle for your country and somebody is slothful or somebody is slacking and somebody is a slacker, it's not going to take long and they're going to come back in a body bag somewhere. You've got to be vigilant. You've got to be alert when you're serving the country. It's no different, my friend, for you and me as a child of God. We've got to be vigilant. We've got to put our focus on the Lord. We've got to be prayed up and studied up so that we can do battle for the Lord's army. And my friend, if you're going to be slacking that and softening that, then this is what's going to happen. You're going to get an attitude of, make me smile if you can. You're going to get an attitude that, man, that preacher sure can't preach. You're going to get an attitude as that Jamer, man, he sure needs some help up there worshiping. You're going to get a cycle of those children, people back there working with them kids and got 50 of them. Oh, man, I'm telling you, they man, our kids don't learn nothing back there. You're going to get the thing with Awanas, Thomas, Serena, got 40, 50 kids back there. Man, I'm telling you what, them Awana leaders need some help, man. Have you seen them? I'm telling you, need some help, but some people slacking. Some people, you got quiet around here when I started preaching on that one, didn't I? Some people slacking. And when you start slacking, you give room for the devil to enter in. And there's only one way for the devil to enter in, is if you and I bring him in here. That's the only way he can come in as a child of God, is if we allow him to and bring him in. But I got news for you. I'm tired of him. I've drew a line in the sand, and I give him a swift kick out the door, and I need you to do the same. Amen. Need to do the same. Oh, we're here to serve the Lord. And volunteers, and oh, listen to me. Those that have idle hands, those that ain't doing nothing, they whine, they moan, they grope, and they complain. Tell them to get in God's Word, get prayed up and studied up. It'll put a smile on their face, and maybe they'll want to get involved and do something for the glory and honor of the Lord. Amen. Oh, me. What's wrong with y'all today? I might preach for 2 hours if y'all going to be this quiet. Amen. Listen to me. Are you with me? Put that verse up there about slacking, Mark. Are you with me? It said the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. My friend, if you're slacking on the job, be sure your boss is going to find out. And you're going to have consequences for that. If you're slacking in the military and you're engaged in a war, I promise you the outcome's probably not going to be that good for you. My friend, it's the same thing as a child of God. If you're slacking in your walk with the Lord, the devil's going to get the victory in your life. Ah, you need to put it first and give God the honor and glory and let him take care of it. Oh, Christ is pleading with us today to serve him, and to serve him with all our heart. The benefits are tremendously great. Matter of fact, they're out of this world. Some of you got it. Maybe the rest of you will a little bit later on. Are you with me? They're tremendously great. They're out of this world in a place called heaven. Maybe that has sight to someone. Woo! I'm sweating, about to run out of my voice, then pull my coat and tie off, and you're still. I didn't get that, Pastor. Come on, let's go. We got a job to do, amen? Amen. Number one, to be a spiritual veteran, you got to volunteer. Amen. You got to be here. Amen. I hear all the time, I don't know what's going on in the church. Well, you just told on yourself because you missed 3 weeks in a row. If you come, maybe you'll know. Walk down the hallway, it's posted up there, the map and the month for the all the way through December. It's on the website as well. Jamer can show you how to use it, or Marky. It's on there. It's in the bulletin. It's announced. You got to be here. If you want to be a veteran, you got to volunteer. You got to show up. You got to be accounted for and be faithful, and you might know what's going on. Amen. Woo! Amen. Amen. Oh, not only that, spiritual veterans, not only that, do you need a volunteer? I know all of y'all going to eat me for chicken right now. I can tell it. I can hear your stumble grumbling. I got pastor in there. I'm going to eat him up today. Well, y'all don't do that today. Y'all do it 7 days a week, so what's any difference? I give it to you today. Amen. I give you a little bit more to feed on and to grumble about. You don't scare me. Y'all won that one day. Number two, ACLU don't even do that. I invited one to be here yesterday. Number two, complete faith. If you're going to be a spiritual veteran, you got to have complete faith. When you serve this flag, when you serve the American flag, when you serve that flag, folks, when you serve it, you must have faith in the American government that they're going to supply you with your every need. They're going to supply you with your food, your clothing, your shelter, your shoes. They ain't even going to supply you with company you keep. Amen. I wish I could supply some of y'all with the company you keep. But they're going to supply you with the company that you keep, whether you like it or not. They're going to supply that. You got to have faith in your government. When you serve this flag, the Christian flag, you can understand that everything you have need of, my God's going to supply. My God's going to supply. He tells me that in Philippians 4:13 and 4:19. That God will supply all our need. When you serve it, if you serve it faithfully, God will supply what you have need of. Oh, listen to me. You don't have to worry about your physical needs when you serve Christ. Matthew 6, and verse 31 through 33 says this, "Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or withal shall we be clothed? For all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all them. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Christ will even provide godly company for you keep, if you will allow him to. It's called the family of God. And when we act like the family of God, there is no better place to be than involved in the family of God. Amen. Amen. Oh, listen, God will supply. Christ will give us that. 1 John 1:3. 1 John 1:3 says this, "That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have what? Fellowship with us. And truly what? Our fellowship is with who? With the Father. And with what? The Son, Jesus Christ." And he tells us in 1 John 1:6-7, he tells us this, "If we say that we have fellowship with who? Yeah. With him, with the Lord, and we walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in what? The light, as he is in the light, we have what? Fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." It's fellowship. My friend, a lot of people have fellowship. How many in here have fellowship? Fellowship, y'all are Baptists, right? What did we do yesterday? We had fellowship. I mean, some of you might hate your wife. Some of you might hate your husband. Some of you might hate your children, or the other way around. But in most families throughout America, especially in the Bible Belt states, we have a thing that we like to get together with our families, and we like to eat. And so when you eat and you have more than one or two with you, it's called fellowship. Amen. It's called fellowship. It's something that we should enjoy doing. It's called fellowship. Now you can have fellowship with the light and with Jesus and the light of the world, or you can have fellowship with the grumpies and the darkness of the world and those that are mumbling and griping and complaining. And when you have fellowship with them, they drag you down and you can grumble and I can complain too. But I choose to be happy. like Papa does in Duck Dynasty. Happy, happy, happy. I choose to be happy. I want to be happy, happy, happy. Amen. But some of you are grumpy, grumpy, grumpy. And some of you make my life miserable, miserable, miserable. But I ain't going to tell you that because I'm going to make yours miserable, miserable, miserable. Because I choose to be happy, happy, happy. Amen. It's fellowship. It's fellowship. Let's be happy. I'm working on it, Jamer. I might get them there one day, Bubba. It's happy, happy. Complete faith in the Lord. Being happy in the Lord. Happy having fellowship. Oh, my lands, the blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed us from all our sin. That's something to be happy about. Amen. Amen. Woo! Something to be happy about. Oh, something to glorify the Lord with. Not only that, but number three, complete commitment. Whether you're serving the American flag in this country or whether you're serving God, it entitles us to have complete commitment. Folks, it's time as brothers and sisters of Christ that we be committed to the things of God. It's time that we be committed to Him. It's time we get back to living a life of holiness, a life of purity, and a life of righteousness. This country desires and it needs it, folks. And you and I, it's time for us to get back to those roots. When you serve the American flag, you are expected to be completely committed to your country, to allow nothing to prevent you from performing your duties and serving faithfully. When you serve the Christian flag, you are also expected to completely surrender and serve the Lord and be committed to Christ and His kingdom. You are expected to serve Him faithfully, not allowing anything to hinder you from doing the will of God. Completely committed to Him. Luke 5:11 says this, "And when they had brought their ships to the land, they did what? Forsook all and did what? Followed Him, forsaking all and following Him." I can tell you, when you are enlisted to the military in this country, you forsake all and the government owns you and tells you what to do. It's no less as a child of God. When you come and give your heart and life to God, you're forsaking yourself and turning yourself over to the Lord for Him to use you for His honor and glory. You're no longer your boss. You belong to Jesus. And it's time for us to rise up and act like God intended for us to act like. Get in tune with the Lord. Be completely committed to Him, forsaking all and following Him. In Luke 5:27-28, He says this, "And after these things He went forth and saw the publican and named Levi sitting at the receipt of customs, and He said unto him," what? "Follow Me." And He did what? He left all, rose up and did what? Followed Him. And Luke 14:33 says, "So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsake not all," forsake what? Not all. Forsake not all. He says, "Whosoever it be that forsake not all." God wants us to forsake everything, all that we have. He cannot be my disciple. Philippians 3:8 says this, "Ye doubtless, and I count all things but what? Loss. For what? The excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ." Commitment requires discipline from your part and my part. It requires complete discipline, being committed to what the Lord wants us to do. Number four, complete obedience. If you serve either flag here, it requires complete obedience. When you serve the American flag, you are required to follow orders and expected to be obedient to the letter. When you serve in the Christian flag as men and women, Christ requires no less of you and me. Oh, listen, He wants us to be committed to Him and be that through obedience. Matthew 26:19 says this, says, "And the disciples did what? As Jesus had what? Appointed them, and they made ready to pass over." John 14:21 says this, "He that hath my commandments and what? Keepeth them. He is that loveth me, and that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him." Isaiah 1:19-20 says this, "If you be willing and what? Obedient, you shall eat of the good of this land. But if you refuse and what? Rebel, you shall be what? devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Oh, listen, I recall John Newton, the writer of the most popular hymn in history, Amazing Grace, said, if two angels in heaven were given an assignment by God at the same time, one of them to go rule over the greatest nation on the earth, and the other to go sweep the dirtiest streets of a village, each angel would be completely indifferent as to which one got what assignment. It simply would not matter to them. Why? Because the real joy lies in being obedient to God. Doesn't matter your assignment you got. Doesn't matter your assignment that you got when you signed up to serve this country. It mattered or not whether you're going to be obedient to God. It doesn't matter the assignment you got from God when you started serving the Christian flag and the Christian ways and principles and ethics of God's holy word. It shouldn't matter the assignment. What should matter is that we're going to be obedient to follow out what God has called us to do. Oh, why? Because the real joy lies in being obedient to God. For Christ follower, the most important thing isn't what God has you doing. The important thing is where we're doing what God wants us to do. We're doing what God wants us to do. Complete devotion. Last thing, number five, complete devotion. When you serve the American flag, you are expected to be completely devoted to the country it represents. Devotion means earnest attachment to a cause or a person, profound dedication to religion or consecration. Listen to me. When you serve the Christian flag, Christ expects you to be completely devoted and consecrated to his ministry and his kingdom. 1 Chronicles 29:5 says this, says the gold things of gold and the silver things of silver, and for all manner of work to be made by the hands of the artificers. And who then is willing to consecrate his service this day unto who? The Lord. Everything you and I do, whatever aspect it is in and whatever aspect it involves, we should do it unto who? We should do it unto the Lord. To be a true spiritual veteran, one must be completely devoted to the service of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. To become a true veteran of the cross, we must first be a good soldier of the cross. We must first be a good soldier of the cross. I want you to ask yourself today, where do you line up in that category? Where do you fit when it comes to serving the Lord? Where do you fit when it comes to be a soldier of the cross? What are you doing? I hope and pray that I could ask the question today and say, how many veterans do I have in here for the Lord's army? And every hand across this building would go up. But I know that's not true. But my friends, there's no reason why it shouldn't be true. Because God gave his best he had to offer for you and me. And he tells us in Romans 12:1-2, that it is our reasonable service to live a holy sacrifice. Be living sacrifice unto him is our reasonable service. To give back to the Lord. He wants you to become a servant of the Lord's army. He wants you to become a veteran for Jesus. Amen. So many times we have folks that walk out on Jesus. Can I ask you something? God's never done me nothing but good. God's never walked out on me. He might have tested me and put me through a test of something to see how I was going to come out on the other side. But God never walked out on me. Why do we walk out on God? Why do we walk out on him? My friends, when he gave the best he had to offer for us, he should desire no less than we give it all back to him. Oh, I want to encourage you. Be a veteran in the Lord's army. Just as our vets stood up there today and they knowed when they took the oath to serve this country, they gave it all up to enter into the military service. Guys, girls, we should take the same commitment as a child of God, that when we become a Christian, we should give it all up, forsake it all, to follow Christ. We need folks to rise up and be accounted for. Oh, listen to me. The world speaks loud and clear. It's time our voice be heard. Amen. Maybe you're here. Maybe you've never made Jesus Lord of your life. Maybe that's where it needs to start for you. You come forward. I got men and women around here to share with you what you must do to be saved and ask Jesus in your heart to be your Lord and Savior. He tells us in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Maybe you're here and you're looking for a church home. I'd love to be your pastor. This church or family of God here would love to be your family. Whatever it is, maybe you need to come pray about something. Maybe God's laid something up on your heart. You need to come and pray about it. Maybe you need to reconcile relationships with somebody. I don't know. Whatever it is, will you be obedient to follow the will of God today?